Well, I've come down to the site of the former Healing House, which is just off Stallingborough Road in the village. The site itself now is a copse full of different varieties of trees, from sycamore to ash to lime tree that I can see. But originally, within this wooded copse, there was a large house, and on pictures that I've seen, it was a big white house with sash windows, and at one time, we're talking here the 1700s, it was lived in by a Captain Henry Wallace, who was a member of the 6th Regiment of Horse and fought at the Battle of Culloden. Now, his family owned it for many, many years. He lived here, and when he died, it was passed down to his daughter, an Elizabeth Tyrone Wallace, who had married a Gilbert Farr, who lived at the Rookery in Healing. And it remained in their family, being lived in by various sons, daughters, and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And then at one time, their daughter, Elizabeth Farr, who married Lieutenant General John Henry Loft, lived here. Now, her husband, Lieutenant Loft, had been an MP for Grimsby in 1808, and he served in many campaigns, including the Peninsular War, and was on the staff of Wellington. But it seems he was disgraced in 1817 and fell from favour, and he died in Grimsby, in Loft Street, which had been named after him. He was in his 80s, but at the time his wife was still living in Healing. Now, while Lieutenant Loft was buried at the family seat in Marsh Chapel, Elizabeth Loft was buried here in Healing, and her death was quite unfortunate because she died when she was 71 in 1845 after falling from a gig, which is quite sad indeed. So, even though you can't see anything now, Healing House was demolished in 1968 after it had been bought in the 1880s as part of the Healing Manor estate. You can still, when you walk through the footpath, there's a shallow dip in the ground, and that is where the house stood. And so it's in this lovely copse surrounded by a metal railing fence that goes around it. And it's just part of Healing's history.